And nobody will stop this group except a unified ummah. A unified ummah. Nothing will... And I'm not saying unified, just a political, a fake political, just a superficial political entity. You know, hearts unified. And there's one unifying factor. That's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What is our priority of the ummah right now? It's this. Now, the groups within us, they're not going anywhere. Not a single one of the madhabs, of the groups that you like or dislike, is going anywhere. Especially United States. There's no official espoused religion that will dominate over everybody else and at least will have unity by force, right? Through the hakim. No. And you don't want to unify, don't unify, but we have to have some civility amongst our ranks. Be practical about this. No one's going anywhere. Why are you going to hit your head against the wall, try to change somebody, or try to fight another existence of another group that you don't agree with? Just be civil with one another, khalas. And stop adding difficulty. And if there's something being taught, when we have Shia groups here, right? I don't go there, they don't come to us. And we live together in the sense that we live in the same town. I see them, I say hi. Sometimes I use their services, sometimes they use ours. There's no confusion on what I believe, what you believe. On certain matters, there's a line between us. There's not going to be, we're not going to make this uncomfortable. Simultaneously, I'm not going to go in and try to cause fitna in your place, and you're not going to come to my place. If that's the case, with things far less than that, far less than that, khilafats that are less than that, relations that are closer than them, it has to be the same way. Have a manhaj, have whatever manhaj you like to have. Interaction has to be with some civility, because otherwise, waste of time. You're just wasting your time. Okay? Make your corrections to your people. Say, listen, guys, this is what we do here. This is our belief. This is our aqidah. This is our this, that, and the other. Those guys, yeah, they don't believe that, but yeah, we're not going to cause mashakil here. We're going to bump into them all the time. I put out, by the way, for... You know, Sheikh Amin, many times people say, oh, Sheikh Amin, he's so tough. He's so rough. I'm telling you, he's as soft as a lamb. His beliefs, which are the same beliefs as any Azhari, any Syrian scholar. No, he's not so rough and so hard. He is the softest person you're going to talk to. It's his expression is that way. If some people think I'm rough, right? His expression, that's all it is. But you want to talk to him? You're not going to find him on any extreme at all. And he's dealing with some very tough fitan, by the way. When you see someone like Hablos, I love Hablos. I went to Australia, I wanted to meet Hablos, right? I couldn't meet Hablos when I went to Australia. But he's such a sincere preacher. And when he gets heated, the brothers there told me, he's dealing with like people who were in jail, ex-gangsters. Lebanese mafia is big over there, right? It's all Lebanese community. And he is trying to help rehab, if we can say that, some of these people. And that's the language they understand. But we don't need to have drama. Let's all just talk. And this is what I did here. Let's try to have brotherly discussions. Maybe we clarify misunderstandings. Maybe we don't. We very quickly reach a level, agree to disagree on some matter, and we move on, right? Doesn't have to be this, D-Day, dropping atomic bombs on one another and trying to takfir everybody else. Oh, by the way, on that subject, how is that clip a misunderstanding? How is that clip of not praying behind a mujassim? No. I actually took it to something everyone agrees on. So for the sake of this same theme of having some civility, the point was simply, if someone would say physically, said in the clip, right? Physically, explicitly, Not على العرش بذاته. Never said that. No, he said physically. Every one of us would agree with that. So there is no takfir of any specific Muslim or a group in that. Explicitly and physically. Someone says, well, who says that? Well, it's not my business. This is what we're reading from. This literally, it's, you know where I got it from? Hashiyat al-Dasuqi. It's the second line on Bab al-Ridda. Okay? Babun fi al-Riddati wa ahkamiha. Okay? And the commentary is there. You can go read it yourself. Volume 4, page 300. All right? So, kaqawlihi Allahu jismun mutahayyizun. So, that's what it is. It's not a takfir of any group. Right? In specific, it's that qawl. That's it. So just so that, for the record, because some brothers were saying this video is going out, they're saying you may take fear for every... Go read it again. Physically and explicitly. If someone was to say that. Okay. Saying the attack on Sheikh Amin here, we can resolve this. Let's just have a talk. Come on to the stream. Anybody who wants to talk to me, ahlan wa sahlan. And my talk is going to be on this basis. What I put in this post right here. Clarify misunderstandings, if possible. We may not reach any clarity. And maybe we don't come to an agreement. I know, son, we don't agree. Fine. Bring the hearts together. Yes, my heart can be with another Muslim. It doesn't mean I have to agree with everything he says. Right? And he doesn't have to agree with me. All right? All good-willed, pure intentions. Why have hate when we can either be united or... We could be united. We fully agree on everything. Oh, okay. What if we don't? We can cordially agree to disagree with no malice in the hearts. Save the malice for the Zionists. Hatred of oppressors is good for self and society. You know that some hatred is good. The hatred of, for example, the concept of losing your family. The hatred of divorce. This is good. The hatred of alcohol. Some people grow up with alcoholic families. Parents, they grow up despising alcohol. You know, they help so many people. Certain hatreds are good. Hatred of a Muslim on a matter of ra'i. Or let's say you believe it's an error. Okay, that hatred is not good for you or the ummah. Okay. Secondly, hatred of the oppressor is good. Anger towards Muslim in your heart, raging in your heart is bad. It's bad for your heart. It's bad for the ummah. Also, casting a vast judgment on people. All these people are trying to do this. It doesn't even make sense. It's not something that you could actually rationally even prove or physically even prove. It's a statement that is useless. So don't make these, you know, some people say, you know, the guys who are on, make memes, they're all just terrible people want to make fun of. The guys who are do podcasts, they just want to just steal your money and dumb you down. The guys who are doing this, that, and the other. It's like, hold on a second. What about Husn al-Dhan? Why can't we have a good opinion? I think we should have a good opinion, even if our people disagree vehemently with us, call us names, say terrible things. Well, have I ever gotten out of hand? So who am I to say that they're bad? Yeah, they may have gotten out of hand in my judgment. They're probably trying to defend the religion and as much as I love to. They probably maybe misunderstood them and misunderstood me. Maybe I misunderstood them. By the way, you never have to say what I said. Everything that we teach at Safina Society, nothing but facts live stream. Go back to the Azhar curriculum, it's published. Go back to books like this, Key to the Garden by Sayyidina al-Imam al-Haddad. Go back to Al-Iqtisad fi al-I'tiqad by Imam al-Ghazali. Don't argue with me. I'm just transmitting them. And my error would ever be if I transmitted it wrong. Okay? If I didn't include something in it, which I later included. Right? Like niqab, which I included Qadi Ayyad saying in it, in the paper on niqab, that is mandub. I included it. And I included the extra part of it that in front of a kafir, it's fard on a Muslim woman. I had already included the two other parts, which are there in the madhab. Karahiya for no reason. Discouragement to wear it in front of a Muslim for no reason. If there is a fitna, then she can, even in front of a Muslim. Maybe there between permissibility, recommendation, even possibly obligation in front of a Muslim. But in front of a kafir, obligatory. Now, if there's a hardship between her and to wear that niqab in a non-Muslim society, she has the choice to choose between the two hardships, which is less. Right? So what I transmitted was two parts. Brother said, oh, you have to add this and this. I added them. Ahlan wa sahlan. Right? I got to do this. You know, here's our sheikh right here. This is our sheikh in Yemen. He's from Tarim. He lived in Jeddah. This, هذا هو شيخنا. Habib Ahmad Mashur al-Haddad. And he is distant, like a relative of al-Habib Omar. They're all relatives, Badawis. They're all relatives. One of the principles he had, that but he lived his life by, that we are committed to and we have to, salamatu sadri li kulli muslim. Salamatu sadri li kulli muslim. And some people, like myself, they have expressions. You either love it or you hate it, right? There's like very few middle. People either despise what's being said or they love what's being said. And it's not said in a mellow tone. It's just usually sharp. Doesn't mean that any harm is intended to another Muslim. Salamatu sadri li kulli Muslim. You cannot sleep. You should not be able to accept for yourself some kind of acid inside yourself to another Muslim. Don't sleep unless you figure out what it is, what's the problem, and try to get it out of your heart. So this is what it says: all goodwill and pure intentions. Okay. Anger towards Muslims is bad for us. And let's just face the facts. None of these groups are going anywhere. No group is going anywhere. So save yourself the heartache. Live nicely with one another. And if your aqidah says that you are of such a group that we should not live nicely with you, we should hate you, we should speak out against you, khalas, nasbir. We have to have sabr with you. What else can we do? This is bala Allah has put upon us. And we think you're wrong. In any event, that's the summary on the mas'ala of the difference between unity and civil living. Some people, they're allergic to this concept of unity. They say, no. Unity has too many implications. It means that we agree on everything and that I agree. No, it doesn't necessarily. It could be civil living, right? And that's not a term that's shar'i, of course. It's not a shar'i term, but we could say adab. There's adab to ikhtilaf.